It is fun to wash my hands. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle, greeting you as I sit here on your bedside table, flickering, joyous, wonderful, loving light, my bright light in your face, saying I love you. Yes, I sit on the bedside tables of children all over the world, and I tell stories each evening just before they go to bed, just before they go to sleep, about my travels all over the world and the people that I meet and the things that I do. Well, I was at the home of a wonderful family the other night, and this family was made up of, about six children. It was just six children. And each of the children were very young. They were all adopted children. Their mothers and fathers, whoever they'd been, were no longer around, and this family adopted all six children, and all of them were about, they were all 5 and 6 years of age. That's kind of a lot of kids at 5 or 6 years of age, but they were all good. And these kids loved to play in the yard, and they just enjoyed the backyard of their home because it was so much fun. There was a sandbox there, and there were swings and slides and all sorts of wonderful things. And they just had a time for themselves. They would climb up and down the back of the slide and slide down and land into the dirt down below and just have so much fun. Well, it was a sort of a moist afternoon. The sun was not too well to be seen. The clouds were everywhere. But it was still okay. There was no real heavy rain. A little sprinkle now and then, but nothing that lasted. But the children wanted to play outside. They had to be out there. And it was a little bit muddy, but they still had to have such a good time. And when it was time to come in, their adopted mother said, "Children, time to come in now and get ready for supper." And all the children jumped off of the playthings and started to run toward the house except one. And this one wanted to play a little longer. So the rest of the children went in the house and they got themselves all cleaned up and ready for supper. And mother had to call again this last little recalcitrant youngster and say, "Frederick, come on in the house now. It's time for supper. You've got to get yourself cleaned up." And Frederick said, "I'm having too much fun out here." And his adopted mother says, "Frederick, when I call you to come in the house, like everybody else, you come in because it's time for supper." "But I don't want to. I want to do what I want to do." Well, Frederick's mother, being a newly adopted, was not quite sure how to handle this kettle of fish here. So she went out to talk to him, and she sat on the edge of the slide, and she said, "Frederick, all your brothers and sisters..." "They're not my brothers and sisters, they're adopted." "Well, all of your adopted brothers and sisters are in the house now, and they're cleaning up for supper, and they're just having such a good time getting ready for supper. I don't want to. I never wanted to. Every time my mom always told me to come in, I didn't want to come in. I'd love to stay outside and play." "Well, Freddie, that's wonderful. And I'm sure that your mom and your dad always wanted you to do the things that were the fun things to do, didn't they?"
"Yeah, sort of."
"What do you mean, sort of?"
"Well, they wanted me to come in when they called too, but I didn't want to do that. I wanted to do what I wanted to do."
"Well, Frederick, that's always good to do what you want to do, but it's always best to have what you want to do be the things that are best for you."
"Well, it's best for me to stay outside here."
"Oh, I think so, Freddie. Look what's happening to the sky. Hey, God, wow." See? The sky opened up and the rain started coming down. And Mother sat there with Freddie, undisturbed. And Mother got all wet. Freddie got all wet. Freddie says, "I'm cold." And Mother says, "Well, perhaps we should go in the house now." Freddie says, "I don't want to." "All right, well, let's just stay out here in the rain." and the rain came down, and more, and more, and more, and it just flooded everything. And Mother said, "Freddie, you know, sometimes we just have to change our mind, and it's okay. We can have different thoughts, and we can have different ideas. We can change our mind sometimes, and it's okay. We don't lose anything. But all right, I'll go in the house now." And so Freddie ran in the house before his mother got there and slammed the door and went inside. And his mother said, "Freddie." And just as he was about to step off the rug in front of the door, he stopped. And Mother came up the staircase and she said, "Freddie, now if you go in the house all wet like that, you're going to drip over everything and make everything that I work so hard to keep clean and nice. Now, Freddie, I'm going to take off my shoes. Are you going to take off your shoes?" "All right." "And I'm going to take off my wet socks, too." "All right." "Now, Freddie, I have a couple of robes there next to the door. Now, do you want to take off your wet clothes and leave them there and put on a robe? And I'm going to take off my wet clothes and leave them there and put on a robe." "You are?" "That's right, Freddie, because I like to keep the house nice and clean." "Okay, we'll do it together." So, together, Freddie and his adopted mom undressed and took off their wet clothes and dropped them on the floor there. And they put on this warm, snuggly robe. And Freddie says, "I need a shower." And Mother says, "Yes, I do too. But Freddie, you go first." And so they went into the bathroom, and all the children were giggling and saying, "You got all wet, you got all wet." And Freddie said, "Yeah, I did. And I'm with Mother." "Ah." So children says, "Well, okay." And Mother says, "Now you children just sit quietly and say, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love, and Freddie and I'll be in just a few minutes." And so Freddie jumped into the shower and he let the warm water trickle all over him, and he felt so good. And he even put soap on it. And he said to his mom, who was outside the shower, and he said, "Mom, this feels nice." And Mother said, "Yes, Freddie, I know. I love showers, too." And Freddie says, "It's fun to wash my hands." And Mother said, "I know, Freddie. I love washing my hands, too, because the warm, soapy water on my hands and on my wrists feels so good. It sort of tingles through my whole body." "Oh, Mom, you make everything so much fun." "Freddie, you make everything so much fun. I just join in with the fun with you. Oh, Mom, I love you." And he came out of the shower, just a sparkling little shining naked boy, all wet. And Mommy took a towel and rubbed him down. Said, "Okay, Freddie, now you're all dry. You run into your room and put on some clothes, and I'll be along in a few minutes." And so Mom jumped into the shower and rinsed off, dried herself down, went into her room and got some dry clothes and joined the family for supper. And Freddie was already at the table. And Freddie was saying, "This food is healthy for my body and filled with love." And all the rest of the children said, "We said that already." And Freddie says, "That's okay. I have to say it for me." And Mother looked at Freddie. She says, "Freddie, I'm so proud of you." And the other children said, "Aren't you proud of us too?" And Mother said, "Of course I'm proud of you too, because you're all so wonderful. Did you all wash your hands before you came to see him?" "Oh, yes. And it felt so good with that warm, soapy water on my wrists and on me. And, you know, Mom, we got kind of dirty outside. We had to wash more than our hands. We all took a shower." "You all took a shower? Well, how wonderful. And you dried yourselves off?" "Yep. And we put on dry clothes." "You look just beautiful. You know, this deserves something special. And I have something in the refrigerator, tucked way in the back so nobody can see it, and that's going to be our dessert tonight." And the kids all said, "Whoopee!" And they ate their supper, and they cleaned their plates, and they enjoyed every morsel of food that they ate. And Freddie said, "Now, are we ready for dessert now? Are we ready?" And Mother said, "Just about." let me clear the table. Mom, can I help? And Mother said to Freddie, of course you can. So Freddie jumped down and picked up the dishes with Mom, put them all on the sink very nicely and gently. And then he sat in his place and he said, Mom, we're all ready. And so Mom went to the refrigerator. And there in the back of the refrigerator was a big chocolate ice cream cake. A big one, enough for 7 people. Because that's just the moment that Dad walked in the door and he says, well, how is my family tonight? And they all said, wonderful, we're having chocolate cake for dessert. And Dad says, oh, I'm so glad I didn't miss that. And so he sat at the table. And Freddie said, Daddy, you have to wash your hands before you sit at the table. And Dad says, yes, yes, I'm sorry, I forgot. Whoops, and he ran into the bathroom, washed his hands, and came back. He says, it's so much fun to wash my hands. And Freddie says, yes, I know. And then they all sat together. And Freddie says again, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. And he dug into that piece of chocolate cake that stood on his plate. And in no time at all, everyone had eaten their chocolate cake, even Dad and Mom. And they were all saying, it's so much fun to wash my hands, because then something good follows that. Oh, my goodness sake. Hey, boys and girls, there is that Mr. Sandman again. He's always coming just about the time I finish my story to you. And he's got pixie dust he's going to drop on your faces, into your eyes, to put you to sleep. Not put you to sleep so much, but to give you happy, happy dreams, so you can think of lovely things while you're sleeping and have happy dreams. And when you wake in the morning, you have a smile on your face and you feel like jumping out of bed and say, oh, what a wonderful day. I had a wonderful sleep. I feel so, 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 so good. Especially after eating chocolate cake. Oh, yeah. Mr. Candle, can we have some chocolate cake? Well, why don't you ask your mother about that? Ask her the first thing in the morning, and maybe at supper, you might have chocolate cake, too. And maybe chocolate ice cream cake. Oh, Mr. Candle, that's a great idea. Okay, now, call your mommy and daddy and give them a big hug, big snuggle. Call your brothers and sisters and everybody else around and say, hi, good night, I love you. And then snuggle down in there and let the Mr. Sandman drop his pixie dust all over you and say to you, I love you, because that's what I say. And I'll see you another night. And when I do, I'll be ready with another story just for you. I love you. I love you. I love you.